Hey, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Stick around, Fast and Loose is next. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. My name is Nate. Thanks for listening to Computer Done. I'm with you for the next hour. I'm having a heck of a time. And I woke up this morning. I saw that it was sleeting and raining at the same time. And I immediately thought of some Sublime. That's what I'm talking about. All right, talking about different dichotomies. Not different dichotomies. Dichotomy is one of those words you throw out there if you're just like, I gotta get this going. I gotta prime the pump of people thinking I'm smart. Now, two different ideas of government. The hierarchical model and the oppositional model. Next on Fast and Loose. Jam out a little bit, but we get serious. I'm gonna be pretty serious. Oh yeah. See you later. Summertime, the living's easy. Rallies on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. G, we, Louis, run to the party, dance to the rhythm, it gets high. Definitely evil, ornery, scandalous and evil, most definitely. The tension is getting hotter, I'd like to hold her head under water. Me and my girl, we've got a relationship. My girl, we got a relationship. Oh, and my girl, got a
take a dip from me. Rallies on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me, la la, we want everybody right into the rhythm. It gets we'll be right back.
what you want right from me. Wrapped up in so much life, it's just the way you hold me. You're picking miscellaneously, wrapped up in all the choices you're not giving to me.
I lay on the floor, drinking 'cause we're bored.
On your mouth, we know you talk in your sleep. Remembering the times they won't remember me. I might melt into sequels, you sink into me.
I'm laying on the floor, drinking 'cause we're bored.
Oh hell, what do mine eyes with grief behold in our room of bliss thus high advanced? Creatures of other mold, earthbound perhaps, no spirits, yet to heavenly spirits bright, little inferior, whom my thoughts pursue with wonder, and could love so lively shines in them divine resemblance. In such grace the hand that formed them on their shape hath poured. Ah, gentle pair, ye little think how nigh your change approaches, when all these delights will vanish and devour ye to woe. More woe, the more you taste is now of joy. Happy, but for so happy ill secured, long to continue in this high your seat, your heaven. Ill-fenced for heaven to keep out such a foe as now is entered, yet no purpose foe to whom I could pity thus forlorn, though I unpitied League with you I seek, and mutual amity so straight, so close that I with you must dwell, or you with me henceforth my dwelling happy may not please. Like this fair paradise your sense yet such accept your maker's worth. He gave it to me, which I as freely give, hell shall unfold to entertain you too her widest gates, and send forth all her kings. There will be room, not like these narrow limits, to receive your numerous offspring, if no better place than him who puts me loath to this revenge on you who wronged me, not for him who wronged. And should I at your harmless innocence melt as I do, yet public reason just, honor and empire with revenge enlarged by conquering this new world compels me now to do what else? No sin I should abhor. So spake the fiend. Well, Paradise Lost. Oh yeah. Book four. That is from the section of Paradise Lost for those who know who are Miltonites. That is just when Satan himself enters the Garden of Eden and kind of lays out the point of him coming in. And in a sense, it's this sort of double speak. I'm doing the thing that I have to do because my maker, God, made me do it. So I am absolved. I am absolved of any responsibility because there is a determinism to what I am trying to do. There's a determinism. It could be no other way, is what Satan is saying. And because there could be no other way, then the person who made all this happen is to blame. But if there is free will, then Satan shares in some of that responsibility. He is not absolved. Interesting stuff. Anyway, for all of you who didn't tune in to listen to a small section, and me, I'm trying to get, part of that is like me trying to get pretty good at reading, like these poems, you know, so that's the other thing too, is to get, like, my professor is always trying to get the bop, 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 iambic pentameter in the background. If you can get that and also get the phrasing, including with the punctuation, I don't know if the punctuation's originally in there. Usually it's not. That's usually like the editor is doing so. So shout out to you old Gordon Teske for editing Paradise Lost. But anyway, to get that is good. And it helps in general with diction, especially in public presentation. Because you can kind of come up and then you can kind of come down a little bit and sort of chew on some of those words. So spake the fiend. When I read it too, and I suggest this for anybody new to poetry, reading, like going along and then listening to a pro read it in headphones, it's excellent. Especially when they can kind of get the call and response and denote some of the quotes and stuff like that. It's easier to follow. But also, yeah, easier to get for yourself. You learn some of that stuff. Anyway, Doing Time by Sublime. If you read the lyrics to that song, it's one of those songs that sort of hides an extremely sad and angry sentiment underneath what is, like, I think one of the best beat drops in my life, of song that's came out in my lifetime for sure. That just using sort of that percussive summertime, coming in with like a drum set over top of that summertime jazz line is amazing. And then Tennis Need Your Love from Swimmer, and then Affection by Between Friends. All caps, Between Friends, as if you're telling a secret, but you're yelling it so that everyone can hear. But you're like, no, this is for us. All right, cool stuff coming up, and thank you for listening. You want to call in 855-915-WMFO. My name is Nate, and that's who you should ask for when you call.
tried to tell you I didn't know how to stay. You believe she can see through, cutting at the silent clay. A relief back in deep blue, fettered in the magnet sun. Eat the gun as it feeds you, spitting up the oxygen once again. Horses gallop through the violet door, follow red crooked courses. Shadows on the moonlit floor, on my stars, winged creatures gathering in silken height like the last human teachers. Once again, we must play new, even as the hours shake. Crystal blood like a dream true, a ripple in the wound and wake. You believe, I believe too, that you are the river of life.
Hey, you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO. My name is Nate. Last couple of songs were Land Attack, Moment Feed. Sorry for everybody following along online. I didn't put that one on there. Anyway, that song's great. That album is great. It's an EP. Calming Night Partner EP. Land Attack. Alternative tunings. I was at a Land Attack show a million years ago. I'm going to get a lot of mileage out of this show. and I remember lead singer, she had all of these alternative tunings written on the back of her guitar, and she kept on opening it and looking at it. And it was crazy. Just the amount of kind of thinking that required that goes into that, and the results and the creativity can come from it. It's awesome, but it's just really impressive to keep track of. And then Simulation Swarm. Big Thief, always. Big Thief is definitely a... I actually think I saw Big Thief and Land of Talk at the same time at the Bowery Ballroom, maybe? down there in Austin somewhere. The Sinclair's, no, that's not the Sinclair. That's the Harvard. Anyway, yeah, going to see Future Teens on Sunday with my girl. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be the old people at the show, and I'm looking forward to that. We're going to get some dinner. We got the babysitter all set up, and we're going to get out there and listen to some newer punk indie rock. I should play some Future Teens. I'll cue some up. Cool. Anyway, main subject of today is, for a long time, just the hierarchy model of rule was essentially that, you know, you got kings and queens above aristocrats, and then above the common folk, and then above everybody else, and you were set, you were fixed in that position, and the structure within it made sure your position was fixed. And of course, at the top of all that was God, and it was all this sort of divine ordination. And so then, you know, Karl Marx and others introduced the idea that there's a this revolution, that human history is more about oppression and opposition to oppression, right? That there's this constant, you know, those in power are trying to maintain power, and those without it are trying to rebel and take it. So it's this, you know, if you can imagine, arrow pointing down, and then exactly at the point of that arrow pointing down, another arrow pointing back up again. And that constant struggle, also in the context of time, is a better definition of human history. And I think that's what we live under now, especially since we cast a huge glance askance to authority and have just like a huge distrust of it. I think that's just what the West, I mean, us as Americans, I'm referring to myself as an American, of course it's about fighting oppression. Of course it is. But it's interesting to think about, people legitimately believed in that hierarchical model. And then that in that hierarchical model, there was no time. You just had you were just in your position, and people would be born and they would die, but they would remain in those positions. Those positions are fixed, and nothing changed. Nothing ever changed. There was no, hey, this happened then, and then that's going to affect what happens now. It's no. Everything is fixed, and from the past up until the future, for all time, that's the deal. Anyway, that also kind of gives you where you think the center of creativity comes from, whether or not there's a divine source of creativity, or whether or not creativity belongs to all of us. It's just whether or not we decide to wield it. Whether or not we decide that we are in opposition, or we're comfortable with the power that we have. And that comfort causes us to, you know, through just inaction or ignorance or whatever, maintain that status quo, and then maintenance becomes oppression for those at the bottom, for those not benefiting. Anyway, here's some Future Islands. Impoverish those ties a little while.
top, grab drinks at the bottom. Soldiers on the mantle, a pain in my side. Take a cheap spin and say it's alright. Starting little fires, my middle name. I smoke what I got when I can't relate. I gotta fix my eyes on the future 2000s. Spins, doo-doo-doo-doo. Get myself fat and get myself thin. Trotting through life with occasional wins. I thought it'd be cool to calm my wits. Oops. Doo-doo-doo-doo. On this ride, I'm the captain. All my friends call me Shackleton. With one eye, I ride high. Got magic wands and unicorns in action.
Hey, you listen to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Future Islands for sure. Carousel Ride, Rubber Bucket. Last two songs, Pick Up by Bonaboo, backing me up right now. Got a PSA for you. Public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a really healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. I say that as they built a T-stop pretty much connected to the building I'm in right now. It is good. Walk, and let's talk about walking for 1 second here. Apparently, especially in cities like Boston, where there's pretty good public transportation, and I say that as someone who's lived in other cities that have none or very bad public transportation. I say this, it is a great idea, especially in that final mile, to walk. From a pollution standpoint, exercise, yes, that's great. But just in general, also, and this is just, I'm standing in the studio and I brought with me a salt block and now I climbed on top of that salt block and I'm sitting here telling you, the scooters, we gotta figure out how to do. The scooters are really in, they've become a really difficult thing to manage. I'm going to class, you open up the door, there's a ton of scooters right there. People are carrying them up and down, they're whipping around everywhere. I ride a bike everywhere. Where do I have that bike? I lock it up, outside, on the rack. And then I come inside, and the bike stays outside because that's where it goes, that's where it belongs. And you put a little shopping bag on the seat so you don't, your butt doesn't get wet if it's raining like it is today. So anyway, that's the point I'm making. We need to regulate these scooters. Put a little loop, scooter manufacturers, so you can lock it to stuff. Also, on the sidewalks. I say this as I just saw a scooter go by on the sidewalk. There's some sidewalks are big enough. The community path, also big enough for scooters to go by and all that kind of stuff. Here, walking around, Tufts campus, Harvard's campus, Leslie's campus, all points in between, here to Davis Square. If we're also going to say that the sidewalk is the place where we're going to put street lights and random trees and all that kind of stuff, so it's going to thin the sidewalks and take some of that real estate away, then we have to say that the sidewalk is not the place for scooters flying around these corners. I was at Harvard Stadium biking out of there. I almost got hit leaving the thing. The scooters are flying around everywhere. Anyway, this has been... All right, I'm climbing off, okay? My backing track is coming down a little bit, okay? Back to the music. You want to call me, you want to text me about that. I'm in. But in general, just, we got to do something. We got to decide. They're great. They're great for mobility. I know that athletes use them, and that's a great thing. Post-workout, you're tired, and you're using the scooter. That's great. We got to have some rules. We got to have some rules. Otherwise, there's chaos. And we cannot have chaos. All right, back to the music. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
again.
Take it slow, take it easy on me. It's just a lie, just a lie. I mean, please take it slow, take it easy on me. It's just a lie, just a lie. Take it slow, take it easy on me. It's just a lie, just a lie. I mean, please take it slow, take it easy on me. It's just a lie, just a lie. Dream you've been damned by.
bloody hell.
Hey, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Thank you so much for hanging out. This has been Fast and Loose. I will see you next week. Good luck to everybody doing the Polar Plunge in Rhode Island this weekend. It will be cold, and I'm looking forward to that. This is some future teens. Go see them at the Middle East, I think. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.